Saudi Arabia has launched a fresh air strikes in Yemen, causing more death and destruction. The latest attacks targeted a farm in Al Jarahi Directorate of Hodeidah province in the country's west. Two farmers were killed and three others wounded in the air raids. Earlier, Saudi warplanes bombed Al Khoukha Directorate in the same province, killing four farmers. Saudi Arabia and its allies started their deadly aggression against Yemen in March 2015. The war has so far killed over 13,700 Yemenis, many of them women and children. Prominent human rights groups have repeatedly accused Saudi Arabia of committing war crimes in its southern neighbor. Yemen is facing a humanitarian crisis amid Saudi Arabia's all-out siege of the war-ravaged country. Let's speak to Edward Corrigan. He's an international human rights lawyer, and he joins us via Skype from Ontario. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Corrigan. Now, we've discussed this time and again since the Saudi aggression against Yemen began, how Saudi Arabia is deliberately targeting civilians and civilian infrastructure, particularly Yemen's source of food.
That is correct. The Saudis have been targeting the not only the distribution of food, but also even the production of food. And that's considered a war crime because it's interfering. These are non-military targets. And of course, it's punishing the people of Yemen in a collective way and is preventing them from getting access to food. Of course, it is trying to starve the population. It's the mission. This clearly is a war crime. Recently, a British cabinet minister called upon the Saudis to allow humanitarian aid into Yemen, and that to do so, to not to allow it, is in fact a war crime. So the British cabinet minister telling the Saudis that directly. This recent attack is against farmers and a farm field. And part of it is that the Saudi Air Force, or the people bombing on behalf of Saudi Arabia, are actually afraid because they don't want to go near any place that can defend itself. Therefore, they bomb civilian targets, they bomb farmers and infrastructure, markets, such schools, hospitals, which are normally not subject to, are not supposed to be attacked. So this is because of the fear of them being shot down. Of course, the Hutus and the Ansar movement and the other people who are opposing the Saudi aggression against Yemen are afraid. And many Saudi planes and coalition planes have been shot down over Yemen. So you also have new developments in that there was an appointment, a hearing for an appointment in the U.S. State Department. And Senator Todd Young has got a commitment from the person to investigate this situation in Yemen to see if this Saudi action is in fact in violation of American law. And in my mind, it clearly is, because if you're interfering with the delivery of humanitarian aid and food, that is an express violation of American law, and Americans are not supposed to be providing arms or any other support to Saudi Arabia or its allies. So that's a new development. Another new development is that Bruce Fein, who is a former associate attorney general under the Ronald Reagan administration, is calling for, again, an investigation and for the Congress to prohibit any more American aid to go to Saudi Arabia because it's in clear violation of American law. And of course, there's been no congressional authorization for the use of force or involvement in the Yemen war. And the United States military is, of course, in clear violation of American law itself. So that is another development. And of course, in Britain, there's much more opposition coming from Jeremy Corbyn, leader of the Labour Party, and even conservative politicians in England, who are now focusing more and more on the humanitarian catastrophe that is occurring in Yemen. So yes, this is another example of war crimes. Yes, this is a type of collective punishment being imposed on the people of Yemen, and starvation should never be used as a weapon of war, and the Saudis are clearly doing that.
Right. So, Mr. Corrigan, there have been, over the course of almost 3 years now, there have been numerous examples of where we've discussed how Saudi Arabia may be in violation of international law or committing war crimes or crimes against humanity. However, we haven't seen concrete action take place against Saudi Arabia and its aggression against Yemen, or even punitive measures against those countries which are actively supporting Saudi Arabia by selling it arms.
Well, the British, the Americans, the French are all making a great deal of money from selling arms to Saudi Arabia. Norway and a few other countries have now stopped selling arms to countries that are involved with the war on Yemen. So there is some progress being made. Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch have all condemned the Saudis and for their campaign and use of starvation and other denying of humanitarian aid to the people of Yemen as an example of a war crime. There are also some criticisms of the Ansar movement and the Hutus in Yemen who are overthrew Hadi and of course are now resisting the Saudi aggression against the country. And not too long ago, the United Nations called for sanctions against the Saudi crown prince and other leaders because of their war in Yemen and their violation of humanitarian rules of war and also for committing war crimes. And interestingly enough, the United Nations, they published an article in the Washington Post, which would be seen and read by many people in the American Congress. So there is some movement, but you're right, there hasn't been any real tangible evidence of taking strong action against the Saudis. There's been no action at the Security Council, and of course the Americans and the British probably would block that. But there has been, you know, clearly some progress being made, and more countries around the world, even in the West, the United States, Canada, England, are noting that this is the most serious humanitarian crisis on the planet. And of course, it's entirely man-made and largely done by man-made by the Saudis.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's international human rights lawyer Edward Corrigan joining us via Skype from Ontario. Mr. Corrigan, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.